Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight, and I'll tell you, this snapshot is pretty darn interesting. We have the Secret Service in trouble again. I thought we had a leadership change, and you just can't say, well, boys will be boys, because that's not really going to fly. Hillary Clinton's story about the email not flying with a lot of people, although most likely she skirts around this and still ends up being the Democratic nominee for president in 2016, unless somebody else comes along that just knocks her off the pedestal. And in the meantime, sadly, we have a Black Hawk helicopter that went down, and you have 11 missing after that. It was a training mission. It happened in Florida, and boy, at the Pentagon, they certainly hate to dole out that kind of sad news, and it's about investigating and trying to figure out what happened, but there are often training accidents, and those are people who served in our military who were getting ready for missions or beefing up on missions and helping and whatever. And ultimately, it's a very sad, sad day for those involved. 11 is pretty heavy casualties for a Black Hawk helicopter going down and all those people to perish, but they're still investigating and figuring out what happened. It looked like there was heavy fog, and perhaps that played a part in why that happened. But I think one of the big stories that's being talked about, and I don't care if it's being talked about, but I care that we should talk about it here, is that the Secret Service is like, what, a frat? It's an excuse to be in a frat-like atmosphere. You have drunk Secret Service agents crashing in to a White House barrier. One of the agents was on the president's detail. The Department of Homeland Security is investigating yet another piece of misconduct by senior Secret Service agents. So not newbies, which wouldn't matter, but somebody who two people had been around for a long time. What happened was that they crashed the car into the barricade. They were out late night, and they had been drinking, supposedly, right? They were allowed to go home after a supervisor on duty overruled an on-duty law enforcement agent who wanted to arrest the agents and conduct sobriety tests. So now, aha, that's the key. Yep, let them go home. And they didn't do the sobriety test or any of that. So, I mean, you just got to think about it. It's pretty disconcerting, I'd say, to say the least. They monitor the White House and the president and his family, and they're trashed. They might have been trashed. So they've been reassigned to a non-supervisory, non-operational assignment right now, including the senior official who was on President Obama's detail. So Joe Clancy was the guy who is running the Secret Service. He's the Secret Service director. So now they're investigating the allegations and, you know, all of that. But it seems like not too much has changed. So, and immediately they said, oh, the president knows. The president, we let the president know, so there was no question about that. So picture this, just to let me summarize it for you. You have two agents trashed, and they crash a government car, boom, through the barriers after going to a party. Don't they know about Uber? I mean, it's all over Washington, D.C. Can't they get a ride, for goodness sake? I mean, drinking on the job, you know, I'm working for the Secret Service, they don't really mix. But certainly, smashing through the barricade just, you know, was a dead giveaway for sure. And what's interesting is people had blown the whistle on him. Otherwise, it might have been the inebriated Secret Service agents. That whole thing might have been just swept under the rug because they had, supposedly they had four whistleblowers who contacted the House Oversight Committee Chair, Jason Chaffetz, to tell him about it, that they were partying in Georgetown, and they responded to something at the White House, and that's what the deal was. Man, they got to get a grip. They have a serious cultural problem in the Secret Service. And when you have somebody protecting the president at such a high level, and that's what they're doing, yeah. I think there, you got to make a serious change. I mean, you have to. All right, I mentioned this at the top, and I wanted to just give you some more details on it, because, I mean, it just breaks my heart when I hear these stories, but it's part of being in the military. There are training accidents, and, you know, people forget that because they're trying to train under certain conditions. And you had seven Marines, four Army air crew that they think are dead after the Black Hawk helicopter crashed into the water. This was at the Florida Panhandle. It was a nighttime training mission. It was a little foggy. By late morning, they say some human remains had come ashore, so they're presuming all of that. But they're still investigating as to what specifically, if there was some other cause that they could pin it to. There was another Black Hawk helicopter, and that one was fine. It didn't crash. So they tried, you know, they had to suspend it after one night because it was dark. The whole search wasn't helping. It was just too dark, and you know, they found debris, so they know, and the service members weren't identified yet because, of course, they have to go through the families, and they're always hoping for some sort of a miracle. But yeah, General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, saying it's just a reminder that those who serve put themselves at risk, whether it's in combat, because that's what we think of, or training. When that happens, definitely an intensive search happening. And even civilian agencies, so not just the military, chipping in there, trying to help out, trying to do what they can, scouring the waters. And they were doing that through Wednesday, trying to see what they could find. And just those, the bits of human remains that I mentioned that washed ashore, and they weren't specific on what they found. But they're hoping that at least they can, you know, find some people and bring them back home to be buried and figure out what exactly caused this. And, it shows you how everybody responds when something like this happens, because they had about 100 people that were on the ground, in the water, or just trying to find anything they could, knowing that this matters. It matters to uncover the mystery. It matters to get back whoever they might be able to get back. Would be great if they were alive, but if dead, at least something that the family members could get some sense of closure, although I really don't believe there's ever a great sense of closure. Coming up on America Tonight, you don't want to miss, Avi Davis is back with us, and he has some serious thoughts about the letter to Iran and the Democrats' reaction to it, and did the Republicans do the right thing, and what does this mean for Israel? That's all next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
I watch you drop a song on your head, hit the stage, you were shot, right in the very first song that you played.
Lots to talk about always when it comes to the Middle East, especially where we've been zeroing in lately on Iran. Avi Davis is with us. He's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. He's the editor of the Intermediate Zone. His work, of course, is all over the place in papers around the world. You've caught him, I'm sure, in my hometown paper, the Philly Inquirer, the Los Angeles Times, and he's pretty much a regular in the American Thinker. So on the heels of Benjamin Netanyahu last week addressing Congress and the reaction to that, now we have this, you know, complete war on the Republicans, 47 Republicans sending a warning letter to Iran saying that the pact could be overturned. The Democrats are saying that it's just a stunt, and if anything, they are actually inciting or risking a war. Avi, again, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. And your reaction to the Democrats and what they're saying about this letter that the Republicans have sent to Iran?
Well, first of all, it is unusual. I mean, it's very unusual for senators to interfere with the execution of foreign policy by the executive, or the legislative branch of government. So this is unusual. Is it illegal? Is it treasonous? Is it somehow brands these Republicans as misfits? No, not at all. What it reflects is a basic distrust of the execution of foreign policy by the Obama administration. And you have to remember, we've seen 6 years of bumbling and blundering throughout the Middle East. the Obama administration really hasn't known which direction which to turn. It supported the Muslim Brotherhood over Hosni Mubarak, our 30-year ally in Egypt. Disastrous consequences. It refused to follow through on its red line rhetoric about the use of poisonous gas by the Assad regime in Syria. It, as Obama was speaking or delivering his State of the Union address and claiming what good friends we had in Yemen, that regime was toppling to an Iranian-backed insurgency. And so and repeatedly, time after time, throughout the Middle East, and I could go on, of course, with Libya and Tunisia and many of the other countries we've seen just descend into chaos after the so-called Arab Spring. We've seen them just not really knowing what to do or being so flat-footed in the execution of policy that it is incumbent also almost upon our senators to have some kind of say and supervision or check or check over the abuse of power. And it really comes back to an issue of separation of powers. Of course, it's one of the fundamental principles of democratic government that the three arms of government would act as checks upon one another, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. So you have the legislative arm of government now saying to the executive, we are a little bit upset about what you are trying to achieve with a known adversary of the United States, and we want to have some say in how this happens. I find that completely legitimate and actually an expression of democratic government, and the uproar is totally unjustified.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, too. I agree with you as well. I mean, isn't this is the deal about somebody that you elect, whether, you know, whatever your ideology is. I mean, come on. This is serious business when we're talking about the situation with Iran that we've been talking about forever. And I don't know about you, Avi, but I think the first mistake to me was after how hard it was to get some of those sanctions in place and we started to see the Iranians sweat. Then we let the sanctions go away. To me, I think that was one of the biggest missteps of all time in the dealings with Iran. What do you think?
Well, we haven't let them go away. I mean, Iran is still under a sanction regime. There is still a mandated by Congress. It's actually a law passed by Congress. So the sanction regime still exists. The Kirkman-Mendez proposed legislation, which was vetoed by the president back, I think, in January, proposed was that there'd be even tougher sanctions placed on Iran in the by, I think, 30th of June if an acceptable agreement hadn't been reached. And, of course, that was defeated. No, it wasn't defeated. It was actually passed by both houses of Congress, but vetoed by the president. What I think is really happening here is that the sanctions have had an effect. They've had a significant effect on Iran. It's one of the reasons they're at the negotiating table at all. And the failure, though, of the administration to use an even bigger stick, to have the Iranians arriving at the negotiating table with their knees shaking because they're worried about further sanctions or they're worried about a military confrontation. Now, this is something that perplexes me. The most powerful country or nation the world has ever known, with the most highly trained military machine in the world, is unable to present that as a potential punishment for the Iranians not to abide by our demands. This is just an extraordinary thing. And even if you don't intend military action, then just the idea of threatening it, of using the big stick, of talking softly, or carrying a big stick, as Teddy Roosevelt would have had it. It seems to me to be just part of common sense, and Obama administration is so fearful of military action, of actually, for Obama doesn't want to be the next George Bush, George the Second or George the Third. He doesn't want to be George the Third. He wants to be known as the peace president, the president kept the peace. That's going to be his legacy. Mm. He's misread history, though, and yeah. It's a very serious problem because he's not living in the 2000s. He's living in the 1930s, the late 1930s, and he doesn't realize it.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. And so I guess in talking to that, and that's what I meant, and you explained it, the tougher sanctions, because the Ayatollahs, of course, are reacting, and you described it well, that their knees are kind of shaking at the table, because the Supreme Leader is saying that now he's biting back and saying, hey, Tehran can play the sanctions card by halting energy exports, and if we have to do that, it's gas, baby, and game on. That's what we're going to do. And who would that cripple? That would be... right, our friends in Europe.
Yes, that would be. But, you know, there's a bounty of gas now. Israel has a bounty of gas that could certainly make up that supply if need be. And the oil card is also a very important one. If America opened its doors to the export of gas, it would not only increase the economic boom here in the United States, not only spur the economic boom, it would create such havoc in the oil markets of the Middle East that the Iranians would see their market share drop so dramatically that they would have to sue for peace. They'd have no choice whatsoever. But the Obama administration is embarrassed about that oil card that it holds. It doesn't want to use it because it doesn't want to traffic in oil. It feels that oil is the poison of the world. And, of course, we've heard both Barack Obama and John Kerry talk about climate change being the most serious problem that faces the world, not the rise of ISIS and not the rise of Islamic fundamentalism, which it can't even name, but climate change. So it doesn't want to use oil. It doesn't want to use these energy resources to bring pressure to bear on the Iranians. And there's so much that could be done and added to the pressure that the Iranians feel from the current sanctions regime, but the Obama administration is not willing to employ them.
Yeah, crazy. All right, Avi Davis, as always, thank you so much. You really have your finger on the pulse of what's happening certainly all over the Middle East and elsewhere, too. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. Great to be with you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good night.
The Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason
from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
You only once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free Everstrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
This hour of America tonight, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. But right now, so many of you respond to us through the miracle of Al Gore's internet that we're going to take time and head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this one is from Big Al, who says, Kate, it's been a while since I've had a chance to email you. Nice job. I heard what you had to say in D.C., and I thought it was great that you presented all sides of it. Good for you. Shake it up now and then, and boo-hoo to somebody who wants to give you crap for looking at all sides of the healthcare issue. Clearly, people know where you stand on it, so I think that was a great thing to do. Yeah, thanks for that. It was, just keep diving into it. Dive deep. And I've said this before, in my family it's kind of a split deal because you had a pre-existing condition, which was good in one sense, because remember that whole pre-existing condition went away, and that certainly has helped kids, and people have struggled with children who have had illness and they're not millionaires and they can't afford the ridiculous amounts of medicine that are, you know, cost XYZ, and they only have so much supplemental that they can do, blah, blah, blah. But what happens with the subsidies thing is really huge, because it's going to affect the middle class, I think, no matter what. Because the subsidies go away, people are bounced out of those, you know, they will be get out of all the insurance that they have, meaning the accounts where everybody's throwing in the states where they have it, and that many people come off the rolls. Well, guess who's going to pay for that? So because of the change, we all end up paying, you know, whether it's higher premiums and ridiculous copays, or making the decision that, you know, I'll take the fine instead. And I mean, this just goes on and on. This one from Cam, who says Hillary Clinton is just a joke, Kate. Her as president would be outrageous. I mean, when I say she's a joke, I don't think she's a dumb woman, but she's so laser focused on getting to the White House, and she has no warmth whatsoever. I don't see how she's really going to get the votes that she needs to get in. And who cares if all the rich people on the Democratic side are supporting her? Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing. There has been all of a sudden a press for Elizabeth Warren, and a lot of those Hollywood people who have sway, have money, put on events, supposedly some are leaning toward Warren if the senator decides that she's gonna run for president. But she certainly has not said that. All right, we have some breaking news too that is incredibly serious. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch is saying that two police officers have been shot during these protests in Ferguson, Missouri, after the police chief resigned. That happened on Wednesday, late on Wednesday, because of the Justice Department findings that came out. He gets a year of pay, but resigned, was basically forced to resign. So you've got, now you have a lot of people who are bounced out law enforcement-wise and whatnot in Ferguson, and the police chief, who had been the police chief since 2010, is now the latest to go. And as a result of him resigning, there were people protesting outside, and the shooting, we don't have a lot of details on that, just that two police officers have been shot, and that is big news from Ferguson on the heels of people that were lining up and, you know, were chanting and whatnot. Obviously, somebody got in there. Don't know if it was a couple of different people or what happened, but sad news from Ferguson to hear that. Too many police officers are literally more than in the line of fire because of how things have exploded, especially since over the summer and into the fall of last year. So you've got this chief resigning, you have people upset and people screaming and looking like it was peaceful, and then you have two that are down as a result of it late into the evening. Wow. It just keeps going on and on and on. Do they ever really get to the bottom of this? Do they ever really do that, or is it just scrape everything, to scrape it all out and start from scratch? Because the Justice Department was pretty clear on what people there were complaining about, and saying that it's wrong what's happening in Ferguson. And as for the chief, he said it was a bitter pill to swallow, but he really had no choice, so he had to do it. And this is all because of what happened with Michael Brown, the unarmed black man who was shot by Darren Wilson and killed the former police, one of the police officers in Ferguson. And the specific 102-page report says the Ferguson Police Department has demonstrated a pattern of racial discrimination. Racial discrimination. And the residents, I keep saying residents, the people that they interviewed in Ferguson was part of the deal. Just over 67% of the people are black. The report shows that 85% of the traffic stops, 90% of the citations, 93% of the arrests, and 88% of the use of force incidents involved African Americans. We haven't heard the last of this, I'm sure. Any details, by the way, that we get in, I will pass them on. All right, quickly, let's squeeze in a few more. This one from Big Ben, who says, Kate, you keep talking about a third party. I'm with you. Let's start one. I'm tired of hearing about somebody's agenda in Washington and whether or not they are playing the game or believe in what they're saying. It's very hard to tell the truth these days between what is just a fib or fabrication or fabrication or some other kind of spin from handlers. And I think it's a sad, sad day that we've come to this, because just like you, I grew up in a household where you had to be on top of current events, and that's what you talked about at the table. You could talk about other things, but you focused in on what it was that you liked at school and what kind of things are happening in the world around you. All right, another one. This one from Beth, who says, Kate, do you think that was really so wise of those 47 Republican senators to send a letter to Iran? It seems like Republicans gone wild when you think of already what's happened since they control two chambers of Congress. Well, the Republicans are saying, hey, the president's not going to do anything, so we're going to do something. So you did have the letter that was sent out. And Senator Tom Cotton, some people are saying, made a big mistake here because they violated the Logan Act when he penned a letter to Iran's leaders on Monday, undercutting the president's effort to negotiate a nuclear agreement with the same leaders. That law, by the way, the Logan Act, I love it when we go back, was passed in 1799. And what that says is that any U.S. citizen acting without official U.S. authority from influencing disputes or controversies involving the U.S. and a foreign government. So how about that? That's not going away anytime soon. Meaning the argument over what happened there and the fact that 47 Republicans signed it, that's more in the mix, I think, than anything else. Absolutely. Now, you had John Kerry, who became unglued. He's the Secretary of State, and he gave a tongue-lashing, basically, to the Republicans, saying it was undermining the work that he was doing, and that's not the way to go because of these pretty intense moments that they're having in these negotiations. And Senator Bob Corker says that in looking at legislation, that it would require Congress to approve any deal with Iran, no matter what. So, I have a feeling, like I said, this issue flies around for a little bit longer. Stay with us. Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What time is to plead my case? No orbits to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
We invite Nathan Reeder in to the circle of trust. That's a reference to a movie. So anyway, Nathan, we have some great things to talk about this time again. So once again, it is time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
You're a music guy. What do you think of this story that came out of court the other day in Los Angeles, the Blurred Lines deal, where Farrell and Robin Thicke, they say, copied the music for the Blurred Lines song from a Marvin Gaye song, and a jury awarded Marvin Gaye's kids $7.4 million after saying that those two singers copied Gaye's music to create that Blurred line sensation, the biggest hit song of 2013. Marvin Gaye's daughter was so overwhelmed, Nathan. She was crying as the verdict was read and was hugged by her attorney. And I've listened to both songs, and you can hear some similarities there. And both of these two are high profile in the music world. Farrell, of course, is on that show, The Voice. And Thicke is out there all the time performing. They both earned more than $7 million apiece on the song. So is this going to change the, you're a music guy again, does this change the music industry somewhat with this whole, potentially you're hearing a song and now you're kind of copying it? Do you think it was intentional or what?
Well, this is like the second case I've heard about in the past. Well, it was Tom Petty with... Who was that?
Sam Smith.
Yes, and I mean, granted, the chords were all there, but who is Sam Smith anyway? That guy's done now. Like, remember the Verve?
Yeah.
They got sued by the Rolling Stones, and they don't make music anymore.
Mm.
But that was the 90s. Yes, kids, if you want to use other people's music, either use a really short clip and go look up the rules for how long it's supposed to be. I don't think it's supposed to be much longer than 15 seconds or something like that. Or, maybe even talk to the artist. The artist might be cool with you letting them use your stuff or their team of lawyers. Otherwise, you're going to have to talk to their team of lawyers later than you would like to.
Yeah, boy, that's no kidding. That's the truth. So the version didn't have some of the elements like Gay's voice and all that stuff, but it was a hit song in 1977, and it sounded like it. So is it Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, or Bingo?
I'm going to kind of go with a shreddedy kind of Bingo.
Yeah, that's a good one. Shreddedy kind of Bingo. And you'd have to think, because even they have on tape Robin Thicke saying, oh, I love Marvin Gaye, he's been a major influence of mine. So he obviously listened to a ton of his music, and, you know, there you go. So
hey, everything that we listen to and see and that all is part of the new things that are coming up in the world.
Yeah, I agree. And there's things that are in your subconscious, that's for sure.
Exactly.
We move from music to this one. It's crazy. So, Nathan, golfers at a course in Florida on Wednesday were careful to putt around an incredibly large alligator days after he was photographed lounging on the edge of a green. A woman's tournament even went on. This was at the Micah Pines Golf Club in Inglewood on the West Coast. Now, the gator was about 13 feet long and, I mean, just huge. Just huge. Some people stopped playing when they came up to the hole because, of course, they're afraid. And they were taking pictures and all that kind of stuff. And the gator was so big, some people thought that this was photoshopped. But it's not photoshopped. It's just a giant gator who is, you know, hugging on that golf course near Orlando. And some people are undeterred and they're just playing around him because he's right by the putting green. And others are just skedaddling. I mean, it does. It looks like a giant gator. It is a giant gator. So, you know, Fruits and Nuts, Bingo, Shred It. What do you think of that?
I think Shred It. It's Florida. That's where they live. That's where alligators live, right?
Yeah, and plus now so much of their habitats are going away because of all of the buildings and stuff and courses and things that are being built.
Yeah, golf courses.
Exactly. So what do you expect? I mean, it is kind of crazy, though, to see it. So we move from that, which I'm going to say kind of shred it to this story, which I really love. It's another big creature, but a stranded 500-pound leatherback sea turtle was rescued in South Carolina, and that's an endangered species. And he was treated at a South Carolina aquarium. It was just kind of a rare rescue. He was found alive. He was stranded on a beach. And there were only, aren't a lot of them still alive. They don't know how many for sure. But I think it's pretty cool that they found him on Yawkey South Island Reserve. And it took like 4 hours to retrieve the turtle from the beach. And then he was driven an hour and a half to Charleston. So they say logistically it was kind of difficult. But leatherbacks, I don't know if you know this, are the largest turtle in the world, and only sea turtles without a hard shell can weigh up to 2,000 pounds as adults. I mean, this thing is a huge
2,000?
Beast. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And these turtles don't do well in captivity, so they're going to be releasing the turtle after the treatment in the next few days.
Wow.
I think it's a wow, too.
Yeah, I mean, is that their normal habitat?
It, near there is their normal habitat, yeah. But not being on the beach that long and being stranded and not being able to get back to the water.
Yeah. Wow, that's a big dude.
I know.
I mean, I just got done saying, hey, isn't that where the alligators live? So I'm kind of going to go with another shred it, but it's bingo. That's pretty cool. They did.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, too. I like the bingo aspect of that. I would agree with you. Since we're kind of on this animal theme here, how about this Indiana farmer who saved a baby cow with a hot tub swim? That's what happened. The farmer jumped into a hot tub with a shivering baby cow to save the calf's life. Dean Gangwerger sent me, or he's the farmer, who actually, somebody sent me a link to the story, thinks that one of his cows gave birth in the snow. He found this barely breathing newborn in a snowbank, snapped him up, and jumped in the hot tub.
Super cute.
Super cute, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going with bingo because that's just smart and cute all around.
Bingo. And what I like, too, the guy's authentic, right? He's a third-generation farmer.
There you go.
How am I going to warm up this calf? He cares about the animals. And they named the calf Leroy, by the way. And he said he jumped in fully dressed, held Leroy up so he didn't drown. Then he took the calf inside and wrapped him in electric blankets. And he's recovering and I guess doing pretty well, starting to nurse. So he's definitely survived it. And that's wild that he found him and was, you know, just quick thinking and just did that.
Go people.
Yeah, go peeps. We need some good stories, not all down on the people stories. So I say the same thing as you. I'm going to say that it's such a good bingo story. You know, absolutely. I absolutely love it. All right, last one quickly. The implant of a license plate in a snowbank was the undoing of a couple of series of burglaries in Massachusetts. Because the imprint was there on the snow, they were able to trace it and uncover the leads in Lakeville, Massachusetts, to be able to lead to an arrest. They searched a hotel room. They uncovered 300 stolen items, jewelry, watches, wallets, laptops, cameras, worth at least $10,000 or more. And they caught the culprits. Bingo, shred it, or something else. Bingo, shred it, or what's the third thing?
Catch them. Bingo.
Bingo. Yeah, no fruits and nuts. Caught him. I think it's bingo. How about that? And so this Robert Beaucaire and Amy Peters face charges now, including breaking and entering and larceny. Duh. They didn't realize that they had an imprint that they left behind thanks to the snow. Thank you for listening to America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.